And very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable on Life Talk. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Thursday, September the 2nd, 2021.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, amongst other topics, we'll be looking at COVID-19, which is affecting many programs in the country and which is also affecting women and their programs, and including the schools, the opening of schools. And before we get there, we noticed that the Ministry of Health is saying, as of yesterday, 1 September, the country had 124,960 confirmed cases, including 113,527 recoveries and 4,438 deaths, with the total vaccinations of 2.6 million against the COVID-19.
And the government and the Minister of Health also says that they need to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to have herd immunity. But they also say that as of yesterday in the country, we had 19 deaths yesterday and 187 people were confirmed COVID-19 positive. So we're going to be looking at some of these issues that are affecting the country at the moment, especially when it comes to COVID-19. But we also saw that during this week, worldwide, the United States, we saw President Joe Biden of the United States pulling out of Afghanistan, and that affected a lot of women, and some have been resettled in Africa. So we'll be giving you a report of the pulling away of the U.S. forces from Afghanistan as we go along in the show, and then come back to our guests who will be sharing with us what programs they are doing during this COVID-19 pandemic.
The Taliban celebrated on the streets of Kabul following the U.S. military's complete withdrawal from Afghanistan and the last American planes leaving. On Tuesday, the U.S. Commander-in-Chief announced the end of America's longest war.
I was not going to extend this forever war. And I was not extending a forever exit.
President Joe Biden repeated his reason to end the war that has spanned 20 years and four American presidents.
We're left with a simple decision. Either follow through on the commitment made by the last administration and leave Afghanistan, or say we weren't leaving and commit another tens of thousands more troops going back to war. That was the choice, the real choice, between leaving or escalating.
Last week's suicide bomb attacks by ISIS-K, also known as the Khorasan Network, a self-proclaimed branch of the militant group active in Central and South Asia that took the lives of 13 American soldiers and more than 150 Afghans, triggered more criticism of the withdrawal. But some analysts say Biden is right to end the mission now.
In the longer run, I think the withdrawal will look more like the withdrawal from Vietnam. Short-term, a hit. In the longer term, cleared the way for resetting strategic priorities, refocusing American foreign policy, investing in the economy at home rather than the economy abroad.
The withdrawal was also marked by chaotic scenes as Afghans, fearful of Taliban rule, rushed to the airport hoping to be evacuated. Biden defended the operation.
No nation has ever done anything like it in all of history. Only the United States had the capacity and the will and ability to do it, and we did it today. The extraordinary success of this mission was due to the incredible skill, bravery, and selfless courage of the United States military and our diplomats and intelligence professionals.
The administration vowed to get about 200 self-identified Americans still in Afghanistan out of the country. Meanwhile, critics say potentially thousands of Afghans who assisted Americans during the war have been left behind and are now in fear of the Taliban's retribution.
There's been inconsistent policies as to who's the priority at the gate. One minute, the State Department is telling humanitarian organizations and individuals to bring busloads or groups of people in, or telling certain individuals to go there. And then the next minute, it's U.S. passports. passport holders only or green card holders only.
Responding to VOA, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki denied those allegations.
I have no confirmation of what you've just outlined. What I will tell you is that 117,000, approximately, many of them Afghans, people who were not American citizens, were evacuated. That's more people than ever in any airlift in U.S. history.
Following the end of the Afghan war, Biden vowed he would approach foreign policy through the prism of U.S. interests, including how best to continue to keep the American people safe. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
We're hearing there a report by VOA of what's happening in Afghanistan, where we've seen a lot of women also fearing that some of their rights may be violated as the Taliban took over. Over to you, Star.
Yes, the Afghanistan issue, as Mavlas is saying, and one of our topics again is we are also looking at schools and how it's impacting on families, the schools opening, with some of the teachers not attending lessons and, some learners being sent away from school because of non-payment of fees. And all issues related to that, we'll be bringing our experts on education, including Rosa member Makotonga Mahlangu, whose organization has conducted surveys on education and petitioned the ministry, and they have some success stories on the issue. Yabonge kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje. Namhlanje ke sicubungula indaba esichiyeneyo. Okwakuqala siyabe sikhangela ke yona i-COVID-19 okuyiyo ephatha ethinta zonke inhlelo ezenzakalayo. Kungenzakala zingakhulumente, kungenzakala zingenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, kungenzakala zingeze emakhaya emzini yabantu. Wonke ke kuyathintwa i-COVID-19 yena edla ubhedu, hatshi elizweni kodwa emhlabeni jikelele. Kungakho ke siyabe sixoxa ke nengcwethi zethu lapha ngokuphathelane le misebenzi abayenzayo. Njengoba kulihlelo oluphathelane labesifazana, sizabe sikhangela ukuthi abesifazana kubaphatha njani lokhu igcikwane leli, lithinta njani inhlelo abaziqhubayo, njalo lithinta njani ukuvulwa kwezikolo zona-ke ezisanda ukuvulwa kathesi. Sibona ukuthi kuloku khonona ngokuthi abanye abantwana babuyiselwe emuva lanxa uhulumente sithi kungenziwa lokho ngoba bengabhadalanga iy'ndleko zesikolo, kuthiwa ama-school fees. Njalo laba abasemabhoding babiselwa kuthiwa balakudla okoneleyo kumbe ababhadalanga ama-fees. Kodwa-ke uhulumente uthi hhayi kungaxotshwa mntwana, abantwana bonke befunde. Sibona laba abalisi besithi labo bayakhalala umsebenzi nxa uhulumende engabengezeleli iholo, kukanti abanye bavele abahambi bathi ngoba benelisi abakutholayo kulutshwana, kwenelisi ukuyabafikisa ezikolo nxa bebhadala iy'ndleko zamabhasi wonke ukuthi baze bayifika. Kukanti bathi bona ababo abantwana bazabafundisa ngani njengoba-ke kungeneli lapha izinto eziningi. Yikho-ke lokhu esabe sixoxa ngakho lokunye. Marvelous.
Tinokuchingamidza vese vapinda pachirongwa chedu parizvino. Nhasi pano paLivetalk tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvizhinji zviri kuitika panguva ino yeCOVID-19, tichitarisa zvakare mabasa ari kubatwa nemadzimai munyaya yekubatsira vamwe vakatarisana nedenda irori reCOVID-19 parizvino. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti pane zvizhinji zviri kuitika pasi rose. Takaona hurumende yeAmerica ichibuda munyika yeAfghanistan nemusi wechipiri iro svondo rino. Tiri kuona zvakare kuti vanhu vekuzvikoro, vana vekuzvikoro vakadzokera kuzvikoro, uyezve vabereki vazhinji vari kuchema chema pamusoro penyaya yavari kuti iyo kuti parizvino kuti vaendese vana kuchikoro, mari dziri kutaurwa muzvikoro dziri kuwanikwa idzo dzakanyanyokwira, uyezve ivo havana mari dzekuti vakwanise kunge vachibhadhara mari dzemaschool fees. Saka tichange tichitarisa zvakare zvimwe zviri kutarisana nevanhu munyika, nyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka, uyezve nemabasa ari kubatwa nemamwe masangano ari kubatsirawo vaye vatingati mahealthcare workers, kana kuti vamwe madzimai vari kuwanikwa vakazvitakura panguva ino yeCOVID-19 vachizosangana nematambudziko akawanda panguva iyoyi. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa izvozvo totarisa zvakare mamiriro akaita nyaya yechitenda nechirwere checovid-19. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti kubva nezuro Zimbabwe yakawanikwa iyo iine vanhu vakashaya vanosvika 19 uyezve pane vanhu 187 vakabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19. Asi kubva denda iri ratanga muna machi gore rapfuura pane vanhu 124,960 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 uyezve 113,527 vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda. Tozotarisa zvakare vakabatwa nedenda iri vakashaya vakamira vari pa4,438 deaths. Totarisa kuti nyika pari zvino yawanikwa iyo ichibaya vanhu nhomba vanosvika ivo 2.6 million nekudaudzira. Asi bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti riri kuda kuti riwanikwe iro richibaya vanhu nhomba vanokwanisa ivo kuti vasvike pa10 million kuitira kuti pawanikwe iya inonzi herd immunity. Asi regai timbowana munyarikani wedu wekutanga vari pano pachirongwa, timbonzwa kwavari kuti vapinde muchirongwa. Muzvare Chipo Mulambo, timbonzwa kuti zvii zvavari kuita pasi pechirongwa chavari kuedza kubatsira madzimai panguva ino yecovid-19. Regai tiende kwavari tinzwe. Alo, Muzvare Mulambo, mungatiudzowo nezvesangano renyu here uyezve zvamuri kuita kubatsira madzimai?
Makadi henyu. Ndinonzi Chipo Tsitsi Mulambo, ndiri kutaurawo nemi ndiri kuHarare. Tine organization yedu inonzi Rona Flow Foundation. Tingangoti mandate yedu kupromota madzimai nekuvabetsera kuti vaende kuzvipatara vanosununguka zvakanaka. Tiri kuwana kuti vakadzi vakawanda vari kuzofa, vari kufira kudzimba, havasi kuenda kuchipatara, vamwe vanosunungukira pa. Saka takabatanawo tikati tingabetsera vakadzi sei panguva ino yecovid kuti vaende kunosunungukira kuchipatara tidzivirire njodzi.
Mombotitaurawo nemuchirungu kuti what's your organization doing to assist women during this COVID-19?
Can you say that again?
In English, please.
Oh, can you repeat the question?
What's your organization doing to assist women?
Okay, so the mandate of the organization is to enhance and promote maternal health in Zimbabwe. As you know, Zimbabwe is one of the highest maternal mortalities in the world. So what we did is we came up with a hamper, which we call the Apona hamper. Basically, it's an incentive. We put together a hamper that entices women to go and deliver at the clinic. We work with about 29 village health workers. Mm-hmm. We piloted the program in Chiweshe. So we work with 29 village health workers there, but our programs are not only restricted to Chiweshe, we are also in Harare. And sometimes if we get a request, we do send out our hampers. So what we do is we put together this hamper. It's got a bucket. It's got cotton wool. It has some baby clothes. It has a bar of soap, a bottle of spirit. And we also put whatever else that we get from donations. The reason why we put this hamper together is because before we even started doing programming work, Tainzwa Kuti, we used to find out that most women, particularly those in the rural areas, will not go to the clinic because perhaps they don't have the cotton wool that they need after delivery, or they don't have a bucket which they are required to bring so they can have water when they deliver. So we found it really sad that a woman can lose her life by ending up having a baby at home unattended. And most of the time we find women end up dying, or they end up, their babies die, or they have birth injuries and they are no nurses. So I can pretty much say our whole thrust is to figure out incentive and to entice women to go and deliver at a hospital or a clinic.
Thank you so much. We were hearing there from Chipo Mulambo, who has an organization based in Zimbabwe. She actually came, relocated back from Canada in November last year to go back to Zimbabwe and start this project. But before we go to start, just hear what Boza are doing in terms of the education system in the country, let's just take a listen to an interview that I had with the vice president of the MBC Alliance, Amai Linette Karenye Kore, where she was talking about some of the work that they are doing in order to help women during COVID-19. And she also spoke about what she thought about having a female president, vice president in Zambia. We saw that Zambia now has a new president, but Mai Karenye Kore was talking about the vice presidency in Zambia, which is now being headed by a woman. Regaitiende kwa vari teens wekuti wakadi kwa vari koko uye zvekuti vanoona sei zvakaona zvichiitika muZambia umo tiri kuona pari zvino mave nemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wemudzimai. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu amai Kore.
Magadi zvinyuri sei zvako mavemas.
Aiwa tiri wadi. Tachiuda kunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu nemamiriro akaita munyika yeZambia umo takaona mudzimai achipiwa iye kana kuti achivhoterwa kuti apinde pachinzvimbo chemutevedzeri wemutungamiri mutsva weZambia.
Tine mufaro zvikuru semadzimai. Kufunga kwangu ndofunga pasi rose rakagamuchira chiitiko chakaitika kuZambia chinova chakaragidza kuti president wemuZambia anoremekedza kodzero dzemadzimai. Anoremekedzawo chinhu chinonzi mudzimai. Akaragidza kumapresidenti mazhinji kuti haiwa haungaiti baba pamusha uchinge usina amai. Saka akaona zvakanaka kuti akaona akatora munhukadzi akaiswa pachigaro chevice president. Anobatsiridzawo kuti nyika inge ine utongo hwakanaka. Zvikurukuru isu semadzimai. Chatakanyanya kukushirwa nacho ndechekuti aiwaka munyika zhinji hamukoshesi madzimai asi wezi rasimuka richibva paZambia rinova wezi rinoratidza kuti aiwazvo vana Malawi vakazviita makore aya muZimbabwe zvikatongovapo ZANU-PF ikabvisa munhukadzi ikaisa munhurume asi MDC Alliance inotungamirwa naPresident Chamisa yakaona zvakanaka ikapinza muumbiro rayo payakaenda kuCongress kuti ayo deputy umwe chete anofanira kuita mudzimai zvinova ndiwotsoka dzaterwa nedzimwe nyika kuti aiwa vanhukadzi vanewo chekutaura maringe nezvematongerwo enyika. Saka tinozvifarira uye takanzwa kukosheswa kuti aiwa semadzimai tinokosheswawo.
Tombotarisa kuti Zimbabwe ichange yakatarisana nesarudzo muna 2023. Pane zvamukati makadzidza here kubva kuZambia panyaya pekukosha kwevhoti yemudzimai uyezve nevechidiki.
Ndakaona zvakawanda zvandakadzidza kuZambia. Chekutanga chandakadzidza kuZambia ndechekuti vana vatakabereka ndivo vanewo chikamu chakawanda zvikuru sei pasarudzo. Saka ndakadzidza kuti aiwo savana mai tisu tinobereka vana vasina mabasa, tisu tinova varume mudzimba vasina mabasa, tisu tine hama neshamwari zviri kutambudzika muZimbabwe. Saka zvatingafanira kudzidza ndezvekuti aiwo savana mai ngatikurudzirei vana vedu varume vedu nehama dzedu kunorejista kufuta. So ndakaona zvakakosha paZambia kuti vana mai vakamira neuwandu vakati aiwa vana makore ese semadzimai tisu tinopinda mutsetse tichinovhota vana muchisara kumba asi rwendo runo imise vana marwadziwa kupfuura isu vabereki chiendai mumutsetse. Ndakakosherwa ndichiona vana vemuZambia vachienda vakapfeka magauni kuratidza kuti aiwa vana mai vedu nana baba vakatidzidzisa asi hatina mabasa. Saka kuti tiwane mabasa handei tinorejista kuvhota. Chimwe chechipiri ndakakosherwa kuti semadzimai vakakurudzira runyararo. Ndakaona pisi yakaitwa muZambia inova yakaragidza kuti aiwa kana vanhu vakabatana vakavhota neuwandu aiwa chekuita hapana chekunzi zvinobirwa hadzibirwi sarudzo kana vanhu vakasimuka neuwandu. Vanhu zvese ndakadzidza ndechekuti semadzimai ndakadzidza kuti aiwa kana isu tapedza kuvhota ngatibikirei vana vedu vari kunoenda kunogarira mavhosi isu tapedza todzokera kuti tinobatsira vana vedu mapolling agents kuti vanzwe kushinga nekuti kana tauya neuwandu kubira hakubiriki nekuti vhoti rinenge rasimba rakakurisa zvakanyanya saka ndakadzidza zvikuru kuti aiwa savana mai tisu mateam builders tisu manational builders saka tikaita izvozvo zvechokwadi zimbabwe inoshanduka 2023 tikava neutungamiri hwavachamisa hunoita kuti vana vedu vawane mabasa varume vedu vawane mabasa isu todya tichiguta zvikoro zvedu zvova nedzidzo yakanaka zvipatara zvoita mishonga masivo sevenzi edu owane kuhora kwakanaka
tombotarisa kuti pari zvino zimbabwe nepasi rose tiri pasi peshambu yedenda recovid-19 pane dzidziso yamuri kupawo here kumadzimai nyanya panyaya yekukosha kwakaita kutora nhomba nezvimwewo zvakadaro panyaya ino yecovid-19
aiwa tiri kukurudzira seMDC Alliance inotungamirwa navachamisa ukatarisa sekretari wedu wehealth Dr. Madzorera vanogara vachiburisa zvekutaura kuti aiwa handei tinobayiwa nhomba isu semadzimai pese patiri kusangana mumasocial media tiri kutaura kuti aiwa handei tinobayiwa nhomba tizvidzivirire kana tikakubata wakabayiwa tine matestimonies evanhu vari kubatwa naichochi chirwere asi vachizorarama zvakanaka nekuti vanenge vazvidzivirira tiri kukurudzirawo zvevanhu kuti aiwa ngatiwe neutano muzimba patiri kupinda mumastreet imomo ngatitarise kuti taita utsanana tasanitaiza tageza maoko kunewo vasina mamaski sebato reMDC Alliance tiri kubatsiridza kuti tipanane zvishoma zvatinowana izvozvo kuti munhu wese ange aine kudziirirwa nekuti chirwere checovid chauya zvakanyanya kumaruva kwatiri kubva uku tinadzo hama dziri kuparara nedenda irori saka seMDC Alliance tinozvikurudzira zvikuru uye tichibatsiridzana kuti aiwa chinhu ichi ndechemunhu wese nesu ngatibatane tirwise denda irori
panyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro tiri kuona vamwe vari kushushikana vachiti zvanyanyokurumbidza kutaurwa aiwa apo tanga tiine hurukuro naamai Linet Karenye Kore vebato reMDC Alliance vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvirongwa zvavari kuita mukuedza kuti madzimai nyanya vekumaruwa vaende kunobayiwa nhomba dzecovid-19 uyezve kuti vawanikwe ivo vachizvidzivirira kubva kudenda iri recovid-19
abanyiki vahlonitshwa vetu bekhuluma ngokutshiyeneyo okuphathelane necovid-19 nokuvulwa kwezikolo joining us now is Magodonga Mahlango of Women of Zimbabwe Arise whose organization has done a lot in education and in fact, let her tell us all about it. I welcome you to the show, Mahla.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, if you can introduce yourself and what your organization thinks about the school's opening and what's going on now in schools.
I'm Makoto Amasham from Windows of Arise, like the correct state. I'm the project lead for the right to education, which is called Imfundo Ipale to Education Without Heritage. We've done a lot of community awareness in terms of learning under the new normal and then also of the current Education Act and also the prevailing policy education so that education policies so that as right holders, by right holders, I mean the children and the parents understand what is due to them and what is the way to the obligation to educate their children. But surprisingly, the conflicting statement from the minister or the government, if I may say, because on the other hand, we have got the Education Policy Act, Amendment Act 2020, which speaks to free education. But then we had the president appealing to parents to assist. At the same time, when we were on the ground, we realized that parents are really struggling and even to send their children to school with food on their tummy is going to be a normal task to fulfill. And we so for to ask parents to start providing PPEs like sanitizers and other stuff to the school and paying fees for that matter and levies. It's really insensitive by the responsible authority, such as the government.
Yes, and so far, have you seen what's going on in schools? Do you think those PPEs are enough? Children must, and are they? Is there any education taking place? Have you seen what's going on now?
What is currently happening right now is that the schools open for the examination classes. They're seeing children not having, there are no teachers in some cases. In some cases, the classes are not being. Teachers are still asking parents to provide healing material, and in some cases they're saying parents should come and heal because, especially at primary level, they're saying they don't think millennials at their age can manage to heal. And they're asking parents to pay. And as per the circular letter for fiscal circular letter of number 9 of 2021, that speaks about the opening schools and the pro rata payment system. In some cases, we've noticed that schools are abusing, but they're asking parents to pay for 80 days. And then those are the national classes, and yet they have not started teaching because some teachers are not at schools. And then the other non-examination classes, we are noticing that they are calculating at 25 days, yet we know that the circular state clearly says that in some grades, some classes will have to attend it once or twice a week. So we are not getting that 75 days. Instead of them calculating, which is saying they are calculating in their favor, and then in that case, they are cheating parents to pay more for a service that is not rendered. And with the rural teachers, they are more affected because we have noticed that some of teachers, even though they try to go to the local rural bus terminals to go home, to go to their schools, they came back because there were no buses. We realize that is an issue of the rural buses being used as the urban transporters under, now they are conducted under ZUCO. So these are the challenges that teachers are facing. Already teachers are complaining about their living wage salaries, and then they have to go and not find transport and come back. That is the worst of resources, and they are ill-equipped even to go to school. The other worrying thing is that you are already talking about the national examination taking place. We are oblivious to the fact that these learners last year they were non-examination classes, so they were not prioritized in terms of teaching. And this year they were only taught for the first term. So what are they going to write? So these are the things that are really worrying us. And the education system in Zimbabwe, we really need to pull our efforts together and our resources together to make sure that we educate our children. Otherwise, this is going to be a lost generation in terms of education.
Yes, while you are still on English, marvelous. You are on mute.
Give us an update on how your organization is working with some of these people that are facing these issues.
Yes, I think you were muted. Maybe she didn't get part of your other question.
Maybe you can repeat to her because the audio is on your side.
Okay, say your question. I couldn't get it either.
I was saying that how is the organization working to assist those affected?
Yes, Magodama. If you can.
Yes, our organization, yes, we are, like I said, we have been raising awareness to communities about the policy, and then we are also encouraging parents that the constitution covers the right to education. It gives education as a right, and the Education Amendment Act 2020, we need parents to refuse to pay to refuse to allow their children to be taken away from school for non-payment, because the Education Act is quite clear on that. And the ministry is clear that children should not be taken away from school. The parents should negotiate in plan to pay school fees. But even though we have that on the ground, we are noticing that children are being chased away, and our community they are helping parents to go back to school. But it also is to go to back to school to mitigate, and also the school heads are aware that what they are doing is illegal. But it also comes with a risk because of COVID-19, cannot be allowing people to be going in and out of schools when they are not supposed to be in school. So these are the challenges we are facing, and we are still lobbying the government to say, please look at the issue of paying. Rather, right now, at this time, especially in some in time, they have all get to be charged the capital grant. And the capital grant is done for youth work, and so that case, I think, when Mr. David sent the study called us, the Minister of Education then, it used to help a lot of schools where they could not raise the revenue through babies or fees. They could not pay it because they could not get money. But when we were talking about the capital grant, the schools are able to get a lump sum of money, and when you get a lump sum of money, they are able to buy special materials for learning and teaching materials in bulk. But right now, they can't do that because parents pay maybe. They are not paying in numbers, and some parents are the election. They can't afford to pay. But parents don't want to pay. So these are, we are still looking for the capital capital grant to pay. Why we are progress is going towards the free compulsory primary. So free compulsory education for people to perform based on the management of the country.
Thank you very much. Over to you, Star.
Yes, and you also mentioned that there was this grant which used to work when there was Minister David Coulthard of the MDC, but we realized that the government also says it is BEAM. Is this BEAM assisting many children?
Unfortunately, BEAM is the most abused fund, and the way time again,
one of the strategies is that the parents should not pay fees because there are provisions within the constitution that allow for free education. How practical is this? Do you find a unit of purpose here, or some will go ahead and pay and some pay such that those who don't pay find that their children are no longer learning?
We advise parents that those who are in the best interest of everyone for our children to learn, even parents who are those who can afford paying. But then one challenge that we're seeing that those who are paying now want to fight line or discriminate against those who are not paying. You should really that. So we're going to the school and support whatever the parents are giving. Don't actually learn about it. This is an issue between parents and the school. Allow children to go and learn. But if parents find out that their children are being discriminated, then we have taken a lot of cases on that, and we've approached schools. We have a good relationship. We are working on the project, we are working in Australia, and we've got good working relationship with the PEDs, but if the provincial education directors, the IT district school directors, we are all on the same page on this, but teachers should be refraining from chasing learners, and teachers should not be talking about fees and grades. They should focus on teaching. They should be complaining about saying, don't have this facility that makes it, rather than interrogating learners as to how they're going to pay. That should be done to the bankers and other staff, the non-teaching staff.
Yebo-ke, siyabonga. Sesingakhuluma-ke, sesizabuyela-ke ukuthi sikhulume ngolimi lwesiNdebele. ngakho konke sikuxoxa lapho ukuthi siyabona izikolo zivuliwe njengenhlanganiso ke elwela ikhankasela kakhulu ezemfundo ukuthi siqhubeke kuhle inhlelo lithini ngalokho bese kwekulungele yini ukuthi zivulwe izikolo
izikolo khona bekulungele ukuthi zivulwe kodwa indlela okwenziwe ngayo ayisingalunganga ukuba singananzelela ukuthi kube lokuxhokozela ngoba le nqushunqushu yokuthi khona u-anawunsi wathakho nakule i-lockdown iyaqhubekela phambili ngo-14 after 2 days bathasokuvulwa khonaphana abazali abaningi vele besikhangelele ukuthi khona imali yadiele ibe ngefizi imali yadiele ibe yamafuta ukudla besikhankaseeneibosalileyiba-expire ngikela so kungena ke after five minutes so kade kumele kube nokuhlela okukhulu khangela kakhulu ngazi ukuthi umongameli welizwe wazobala ukuthi awucele abazali ukuthi bona bancedise ngento zokuthi londoloze ukuvikeleka ngesikhathi se-covid ubacela njani abazali umbuzo abazali ababuza ngae ucela njani thina singela mali kayena uhulumende akela mali umzali uthola ngaphi imali kusho kunganzela futhi ukuthi ababalisi lawo bayakhalaza ngiyakhalaza ngesikhona ukuthi nawe umbuzo ubaphethe kodwa ezikolweni bayakwazi akulungelanga lokhu beholo labo nje ukuthi bazithinte bona alimele kusho kunganzela ukuthi utitha yena phala ungumzali nxa kuthiwa khona abantu abazali babancedise kuma-PPE usumenzi otitha layo umntwana kafunda khona kumele akhontribute ukhona otitha ngayo imali enesiholo ngaleo Why is that?
Laphana sixoxa ngesingisi uke wathi kulolunye njalo uhlelo eliluqhubayo labanye iziphathamandla zemfundo kwezinye isigaba semathebeleleni. Yiluphi uhlelo njalo kwini elikwenzayo ukuthi likhulumisane nohulumende ukwenza ukuthi kube nomahluko kwezemfundo? Uyaphumelela yini umkhankaso wenu lo wokuthi imfundo yilifa lethu, education is our heritage, kumbe kuzaba yingxoxo kuphela? Libona ingani akhona amanyathelo uhulumende azawathatha njalo uzalandela izixwayiso zenu?
Abantu 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 abantu
I say abonga over to you, marvelous.
We were hearing there from Ms. Magodonga Mahlangu, who was talking about some of the projects that they are doing in order to sensitize people about their rights, according to paying school fees. At a time where we've seen a lot of schools have been open during this COVID-19 pandemic, but we have our other guests coming in, who's also going to be talking about what they are seeing on the ground regarding the opening of schools and the situation that some of the kids are facing at the moment. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Atereri, Matadi. I was wadi tiri kuno, tiri wadi shedu. Tike organization yenu, mova matu josha, murkuita. Panguwa ino yekufurwa, pesh koro uyeje, itakatari sana neja, chukona, ashulipusangana neva na parishu.
Tarangu Lakeport Christina, Madame Ombe Mrombo. Organization yedu inonzi izo ni Mubatira Pamwe Trust. Tiri mukati mekushanda ni wana Paris Unutine Program. Kuti wana waregeze kutazunodagwa. Uye tiri kubatirana ni wabereki. Wani wana wanga watu itazunodagwa. Wanga wasinji watu wawitome pakutanga nisika. Mfungwa, wanenge wawa kutuwara, nikamusaka pe kutura zinodaga. Shikuru sei, Kristo Mes, ya manu tiyo mutoriro ukata na kutigombo. Tirikutari sana, ne walipa mazera, anotangira iyo, vila ku primary child education, mati 18 years, wakawanda ma 16, 18 kusika ku higher institute of learning kuma universities, wangusika kuma 24, 25, 26 years. Mm-hmm. Vanosko kuma 30 years. Asi wana wakabatu kwa zikuru nekuka iloro duwamu wari pakati peutitizo, zikuru seje kuma universities. Pakatari sana lewa ambereki, waruti, bata, matitaura matambuti kwa wasangana na wei kuti wana wakutaza kuenda kusporo. Wana wakutaza kuenda kusporo nekuti kirwere tino uzu wane kutora, tino takaswa kaita sana mtori, tino kanganisa pungwa. Tino uza kumwe kutambutika pamuwiri, we mwana nefungwa zake, kuno mwitingisa unu wake. Tishirewa kuti, tunizwaka fana na nekwenda kuchikoro, zinege zaazu nesu mzasa kwa nsekuita. Saka wana wa shindi, hakuno fungo, karukita shikoro ije, wachataza kutopira, wari kutoka. Habasa kwa nsekuita. Wamu wa shindi, wachanda tifonewa, wana warufanga, kuno nyora ma examinations, au, wamu ma examinations, ifa ina uchayu, asi wana wari kutaza kuita. And it's Tanyanya Pishata, Bishop Tivana, Langavari, Vanavangavari, who is Papa Mishida Pishwatara. And I'm going to take over Katime Muri, but she can get it. As Paris, you know, Tatarsa and Nevana Lakos, was from Mirai, you know, what all this is in a Kumira Satana. So when I make Maruna, who I read up to an hour, the assist Kusumo Buddha, do another point in cities, Manunyanya, Batanani, Nikita Torino, Buka, or Dopo, Pantrum, we put the crystal maze, Lana with my cities, the max secondary schools.
If you can just tell us in English, you said that you're realizing that, you know, some children are not able to go back to school at the moment because some of them have gone into drug use or are abusing drugs, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. Tell us a little bit about that as schools open this week.
Yes, as schools are opening this season, second term, I think, or third term, I'm not quite sure right now. We are faced with a lot of students, especially in the age groups of between, I would say, 18 to 26, 27. Mm-hmm. And again, a small percentage of primary, mm-hmm. 18, 14, 15, 16. But we are saying the bigger percentage is in higher education universities. That is where we are more affected. We are having students who are dropping out because they can no longer concentrate on education. Mm-hmm. Because what crystal meth does is it destroys someone's brain cells. So it means the person that is doing crystal meth can no longer concentrate on education because of mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
So they are no longer going to go back to school. Parents may try to take them, but it's not going to happen.
And maybe if you can give us details of how people can get in touch with your organization, because we're running out of time, so that they can be able to understand how they would know if their children were affected by some of these drugs that you talk about and are not able to return to school.
Yes. Parents may see if their children are affected by just noting personality disorders, psychotic disorders, and things like depression, aggression. Those things may indicate drug abuse. We may be contacted at 077-237-9751. That is my number.
Mm-hmm. And your organization's name again?
Mubatsira Public Trust.
Mm-hmm. If you can stay on the line, because time is not on our side, I'd like to give our other guests a time to just come in and weigh in, because we have a few minutes left. Please stay on the line.
I will. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're coming back to you, Magodo Ngamahlangu. We heard what our other guest said. Would you say that the issue of, drugs is a big problem, especially in schools in Bulawayo and Matabeleland?
Yes, it is a huge problem. It's one of the issues that we found out when we were doing the questionnaire on the lockdown through the eyes of learners. And we realized that some of these people came in that they were being enforced by adults to it, and some of them were being banned by adults to buy the drug for them, and some they were going to go to legal court and overtake it as a way they make the train. And some they got addicted to the drug. Why water, or water point, or push water thing. It was really worrying, really shocking to the court to realize that the drug is a problem, and even the sexual activeness of the young kids, as young as the 9 years, 9 years old, thinking about that, all these things, really worrying.
Yes, and are we talking of expensive drugs here or just the ones they can access? What types of drugs did you find out were a problem in your survey?
They were talking about something like from the the cosmic, and then we were talking about Zimbabwe and other stuff that they come across. They will just use it. And what, most of the kids are saying they use it due to boredom, and some will use they guess that they were exposed to too much violence at water points and at home, domestic violence, and then escape from that, they will just use it.
Yes, sir. That's
some of the saying that they are suppliers. So some of them saying that they are suppliers, like in Tumbani and in Okoma, they are non drug dealers that supply this drug.
Yes, that's an important observation. Marvelous. I don't know how much time we have. If you could say that in a minute,
we still got 5 minutes. So,
yes.
Let me get the lady from Zimbabwe to just round off in 30 seconds. Then we'll let Amai Mahlangu come in so that she can round us off because she has the bigger picture of the education and the survey. Murombo motipa mazwenye kupedzisira nekuti chirongwa chedu chakupera kuti vanhu vanokuwana ikupi uye vangazive sei kuti mwana anenge abatwa akutora zvinodhaka.
Tinowanikwa tiri muno muHarare, phone dzangu 0772379751. Unogona kuziva kuti mwana ari kutora zvinodhaka nehunhu waanenge achitiratidza. Kazhinji kacho havarari, havadyi zvakanaka. Uye maitiro avo nehunhu hwavo anenge atopesana natinotarisira kuvanhu. Vamwe vanenge vanyanya kusvika zvinodhaka kwenguva refu vanenge vaakutokanganisika pfungwa zvokuti vanenge vava vanhu vane hasha, vanoda zvekurwa, vanoda kutukana, uye vanotanga kupa zvinhu zveipamba kuti vakwanise kunotenga madrugs aya avanenge vachishandisa. Ndoka kuona kwaunoita kuti vana ava havasisiri chii kwazvo. Vanoita vatingati pachingu mamood disorders, vanoita kana depressioni.
Aywa, thank you so much, Star. I think we can now go over to my Mahlangu.
Yes,
to just
yes, marvelous. As you know, they say they have this report locked down through the eyes of learners, where they found out most of these problems. Yebo, ke ungasichazisela ke nkosazana Mahlangu ukuthi izidakamizwa kwini la kufica ngazo kubulawa la emathebelele njalo izimpi. Gonke nje ukuthi uhamba nje namafeature.
If that happens sasatholayo ubani ngolo sathola ukuthi khona ulokuthi bathaba ulomuntu okukhomisa abahlanganisayo inkohlizwe lo. If we could thola ukuthi khona kulonyawo ke ukuthi kuthwa enyi ukuthi okunye uthwa imbange ngokwazo. Okunye nje bahlanganisa lapha lapha. Okunye bathi abakwazi ngoba bokulawa babethi abakwazi ukuya kuyini ngoba uNtumbane ngempophoma kulaba amashakilo ladies akhengisa amabhanzi lawa akezilezakenjakhanizalo badle ba-trade abantu and bade khuluma ngokuthi khona why do you becabanga ukuthi basebenza khona abanye ukuthi bebalekele ukudlakela ezindlini yalokudliwa kakhulukazi so benqabe dakiwe kula mashaki lawa bewana bayathethe kaphezalo endaweni zokukhamani kumabhola kuma-water point kuzodlakela kuqana kule nkulumo kule mhlamba lokuthiwa ongalimananga bona bese bethole ukuthi balokhu emakhaya kakhulukazi balokhu nakuthi bahambe bayatekela ekutekenta ndikhona ngale hhayi akulamthetho kwakhona bazitholela nje amashaki bazisebenzise and then abanye besethola khona ukuthi wona belete esigabeni akhona ayathengiswa khona ngamadasi abanye umazidihle bayamadana amadasi nala.
As much as we'd like to hear a lot, but unfortunately, just a second, if she could give us contact numbers for people that want to follow her report, then we have to be out of
here. Okay. I think Marifuna, all you have a case, you have a total line. That's what you have a total line. You have a total line. You have a total line. 80132134.
Yes, I thank you to Makotonga Mahlangu of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, whose organization has done so much and published so much on education and children. Ulivalelisa yoke yimi uSthandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga, we are saying have a very good night. Bye-bye.